India is amongst some of the most culturally unique places in the world. But what really happens when an Indian goes to another country and finds nothing that would even be faintly familiar to the systems back home? The experience of moving or traveling is full of surprises, paradoxes, and absurdities. And often the first week is when one makes the oddest of discoveries. Today's podcast is an account of some of the observations about things which I found to be so strange as an Indian in my first few days in America. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. For me, the confusions and small panic attacks started soon after I landed in US for the first time. I'm going to share a small list that I compiled with a few things that I could remember from those days. Like for instance, lifts. First of all, they're called elevators here, and the way floors are numbered is super confusing. There is no concept of a ground floor. The ground floor is labeled as level 1 or the first floor, and hence the actual first floor shall be called level 2, and so on. Sometimes on a bad day, I will even be stuck in a lift, elevator, figuring out differences between the mezzanine level and the lobby level, and I still get confused about whether parking level 1 is under parking level 2 or the other way around. So, lifts are called elevators, flats are called apartments, and I'm still not entirely sure how apartments are different from condos. So, yes, definitely take some time getting used to the terminologies. Another big one is from my first few visits to a restaurant. It took me a while to figure out that the huge plastic vase resembling a tumbler was actually my glass of Sprite that I had ordered, and that whole ginormous thing was just for me, not for the entire table. Whether it's the soft drink or food, the portion sizes are huge. They are enough to feed a family actually. Now, accompanied with everything you're eating will be soda. You see, soda is the generic name for all the soft drinks like Pepsi, Coke, Sprite, etc. But if you wanna have actual soda, then that's not called soda, it's called sparkling or seltzer water. It took me a while to figure that out. The roads are different. As soon as I got over the fact that honking horns were rare, I realized that it's a law for pedestrians to follow signals. What a joke, I thought. But no, it's not a joke, and you can actually be fined up to $250 for jaywalking. Another strange yet pleasant experience, from streets to elevators to every possible place where you see a fellow human being, is small talk or exchanging greetings. From the doorman to just the person walking his dog on the street, anyone can look at you and ask you how your day is going. Strangers can exchange greetings with you on the street, in a restaurant, or even in a public toilet. This sort of shook the very foundation of my upbringing in Mumbai, where the rule of thumb was that if a stranger tries talking to you, ignore and walk away as fast as you can. But here, this small talk is one of the lovely things about American culture. I now really enjoy this positive exchange with strangers every day. Every time my parents or anyone from back home visits me, they're often taken aback by the randomness of this whole exercise. It was hilarious the first time my parents had to deal with this. They were so confused initially, they would just smile back when somebody greeted them, and later they learned three key words: fine, thank you, and you too. These sort of got them through the entire visit. Another interesting experience is that everything from assembling furniture in your house to basic plumbing and fixtures is DIY or do it yourself. The entire system is created so people are entirely self-reliant and need to invest minimum money in labor, as labor can be very expensive. That is a concept entirely opposite to what I was used to in India, but I enjoyed the self-reliance and the DIY nature of absolutely everything. The same factor, however, becomes a problem if your shoe soles get torn or the zipper from your jacket breaks, because repairs are rather difficult, often impossible, and extremely expensive here. So I still do miss cobblers and tailors from India. Not just the labor situation, but a lot of things are absolute opposites of what they used to be back in India. For instance, switchboards. Switchboards are wired in the complete opposite way. Doors open in opposite directions, cars drive on the opposite sides of the road, and even the house locks are turned the other way. Don't even get me started about the confusions I have had with using metric units. It's like the two countries are wired in entirely different ways, and some things are just too hard to get used to. I have been trying from the past 6 years, but I still push the door before pulling it open. Another interesting experience is that with beggars. They're, let's just say, very creative in their way to request cash, and their styles can range anywhere from giving you a speech to making a presentation for why we should give them a dollar. Some would just be sitting on the side of a street with a couple of boards and cue cards saying what they need the money for. Even if they need it for a beer, they're going to be honest about it. And don't get shocked if you see the beggar enjoying some coffee from Starbucks, because that's pretty common here. So it's quite fascinating and different from the more, you know, in-your-face style of begging that goes on in India. Some experiences are strange, but some are pure joy, like the shopping and sales. You must have heard of them, and everything you have heard is true. When it comes to sales, coupons, and deals, life in this consumer heaven is simply amazing. Another part of the American experience that I absolutely love is grocery shopping. I can easily spend anywhere between 1 to 3 hours shopping for my supplies, and especially experiences in stores like Target or even the local grocery chain or the nearby farmers market are almost meditative. Opportunities for travel too are very affordable, and if you're planning a road trip, then thanks to the infrastructure, you're in for an absolute delight. Mostly confusing, sometimes bitter, sometimes sweet experiences, they're all worth giving a shot. It takes some time getting used to, but once you get the hang of it, life here can be quite fun. With that, I end today's podcast. I'm going to continue talking about my various experiences searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. If you like my podcasts, please click the follow button on Audioboom. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube, and you can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.